If I'm the resurrection and the life, Jesus is instant. He's instant. He's whatever you think he is, he's dead. If it's of God's standard, he's dead. He goes on to tell us these words. He said, because you've heard and you've seen the sign and wonders that have been manifested by me through other people, other preachers, evangelists, whatever. He said, comfort yourself with these words. When the Lord says something and you tense, you can't really serve him properly. You got to be comfortable with Christ. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord that I serve going to keep me. When I was hungry, he fed me. He ate with me to eat, huh? I didn't have clothes to wear. He clothed me. Well, Israel can testify that when we was in the desert, we wore our shoes 40 years, our clothes. Didn't have to change nothing. How could you do that? How could you do that? I didn't see it in history in the Bible, but you reckon they bear? Lord help me. That's God, though. That's God. And he believed in cleanliness. Well, as I close, I want to say this. It's just coming to mind. Don't you believe that you can run any kind of way and go around any kind of way and please God? He ain't looking at the clothes. He's looking at the heart. He sure is. But you need to represent him. He don't have no... Lord, help me. God got all good things. Everything he got is pure. He's pure. His word. His clothing, he had a seamless garment wrapped around him. And I say this, we get on our young men sometime in the church. Boy, pull your pants up. That don't look good. It don't, maybe it don't look good. But I promise you this, Jesus ain't never wore no pants. Y'all didn't know that though. Moses ain't wore no pants. Abraham ain't wore no pants. But we don't think when we start trying to tell other folks what to do, we don't look at our history. Each generation, Pastor Price and I, we wore our pants up over our neighbor when we was in school. We thought we was hip, huh? It's just a style change. That's why when we tell you, we don't tell you to change your condition, then you come to church. Say, come as you are. And we're supposed to be able to teach you here how to be servants of Christ Jesus. We're supposed to teach that, how to be servants of Christ. Told to teach women and men how to dress. Now, Reb, going too far now? But we have to teach that. We got to teach it. If you don't teach it, you go out and you represent New Sky out of the Baptist Church, and you look and I go, hey, what church you go to? New Scott Otter Smith needs to cut that out. You have me on the internet, CNN, LBN, all that stuff. He over there taking all the money. He looking like a king and they looking at a tax. May God bless you. Jesus did rise. And because he rose, we're going to be caught up together. He's the first of them that slept. He died one time. And he'll die no more. And the only way that we're going to stop death is to seek Jesus. Whoever desire in this place this day to be on the Lord's side, all you have to do is acknowledge that I'm not what I need to be. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a believer in Christ Jesus. But I believe, dear God, that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died, he was buried, and that he rose again. And he said, if you believe that, he'll save you. And when God saved that which is in his hand, the devil and all hell can't take it out. We need to stop fearing the devil and give God fear. We thank God for you today. Right at this moment, we need you to examine yourself now. If you don't believe that you're ready to meet Jesus, this is your time now. Let him come up in your life. Let him expand his territory within you. Let that house that you have let it be his house. And he's going to bless that steward. Will there be one today? Will there be one ready to commit their ways to God? Is there one today? We ask that you come now. Come now. God ready to work a miracle in your life. He ready to renew you right now. With what you used to be, you're not anymore.
Through the years,
think about that now, this song.
I keep on toiling.
We used to work in church, thought it was getting us somewhere. No,
Lord, I'm toiling through the storm and rain.
Will there be one today?
I'm waiting and watching.
He's able to sustain
until the Savior come again.
He's able, church, he's able.
I'm coming home, Lord. And every day I keep trusting.
You gotta walk all the way. The race is
trusting in your holy word.
Those that endure to the end. Are you here?
Lord, when the gates, when they swing open, I'll walk right in. Lord, teach me how to treat my neighbors. And every day I want you to teach me, Lord. Teach me how to love my friends. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Until the Savior. Cause when it's all over, I want you to write my name above. Lord, when the gates swing, when they swing
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
See him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them to turn their radios on, friends. Whether you have trouble in that home, problems on that job, situations that are unnatural or natural, physical problems, my friends. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Write it down, my friends. Some right now are sitting in financial dire. Some right now have trouble with that physical body, that arthritis, that gout, that diabetes. It's that nature that's on vacation. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number, friends, get your pencils and paper ready. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, some right now are wondering how they can stop those evildoers from coming around them. Some right now, my friends, have problems for things that they don't want around them. Some have been delivered and are trusting in God and saying, well, I thank God for being here on another day. You know, my friends, you know, since we've been cast for all, we have to watch as well as pray. Now, friends, some right now are dealing with witchcraft and voodoo and hoodoo, you know, and been different places trying to turn it around. It seems that every time they come up that ladder two steps, they have to come back down one. I want you, my friends, not to forget to pray over everything you do. Give that ear to prayer, my friends. Some are dealing with wickedness throughout the midst of everywhere they go. On that job, wondering why they're so jealous. Around that neighborhood, coming to your door, sprinkling it down. Some say, well, Rev, if I had peace in my home, I'd be just all right, just redemption. And some, my friends, are trying to find the wisdom that God has put down for us to enjoy this life. Oh, my God. Now, those of you, my friends, that have that physical problem, I want you, my friends, to know that back in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a crook or sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can get back in the fields the next day. Different herbal remedies, my friends, for your skin. Different herbal remedies, my friends, for that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, stopping that swelling and that pain in that body. Oh, my God. Now, again, friends, that telephone number, write it down, 404-212. Busy friends, you may dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212. 2-4-4-4. Oh, my God. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil and paper ready, friends. Get that pencil and paper ready. When you write, you put that prayer request down. And, my God, I want to hear back from you, letting us know how your situation has turned around and changed. We've been here a mighty long time with you, you, and especially you across the country. But today, friends, I'm asking you, my friends, to give up and to pray over everything that you do, my friends. Oh, my friends. Now, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 303.
Now tell me what's been going on since we sent that out to you. How are you coming along?
Well, a lot of things that came in my sex life. I've been getting up most like I'm supposed to, and I ain't been having much problems with them either. I have woke up in the night with a right, go back to sleep, wake up the next morning, do it again. I'm not having much of it.
Yeah, if anybody else had a nature problem, what would you tell them? Would you, about how we worked it? And it didn't take a long time either, did it?
Uh-huh.
And it also rebuilt your system.
That's right.
You really don't have to take no more. You know that. But you know I want you to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you fix it up yourself.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I just needed that as a test. It's all right if I record this, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, well, thank you.
Now, my friends, again, write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444.
Huh? Well, my hand and feet don't swell anymore like they were.
Oh, you used to have swelling. I forgot about that. So now you don't have more swelling either, huh?
And the body aches I had is gone.
The body aches?
The body aches.
Uh-huh.
Where is it?
They're gone.
Okay.
All right. You told me that now you have a little warm feeling all through your body and you feel like...
I'm feeling through my body. I was touched by more. And my blood was up higher than it were because I had no blood to take it.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said that it's better than it's been.
She said what now?
She said it's okay.
It's okay now.
Uh-huh.
But before you had low blood pressure. Beg your pardon?
Oh, my God. Now, my friend, I'm going to ask that you join us, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or driving, don't close your eyes. But let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on the radio. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand. Lay your hand on that Bible just for a minute. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ in the name of Jesus, my friends. Join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer.
Pray for me.
Yes, my friends, I know that some are right now working against those of that are working the works of iniquity. But today, friends, I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to step out on faith. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today, for tomorrow is not promised to us. Now, again, my friends, that telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, you just dial me right back, and I'll be here at the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that are in need, no matter what that one is. If it's a court case pending, I'll show you, my friends, that God is there with you if you have, yes, that faith of a grain of mustard seed, my friends. Don't want you to forget that phone number, friends. Write it down, 404-212-2444. Let that rest in your heart today, for all throughout the day we're asking you to pray over that problem. My friend, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you haven't. Oh, yes, my friends, I'll be here throughout the day asking you not to give up. Yes, those of you that want to dress around that home, when you write me, my friend, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a cross, and a prayer cloth for you to keep with you to keep those prayers going, to pray over that situation left, right, and to the center. Oh, my God. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory right here in Atlanta. Oh, my God. Our time is drawing down, my friends, and I'm going to ask you, my friends, to write that telephone number down, my friends, and I'll be right here with you. Again, friends, that's 404-212-2444. Don't try to memorize it, my friend, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number sometimes. All these electric units that we have going across America, whether it's a court case, you have problems on that job or in your home, whether you are financially in need, whether there's a problem with your body, whether it's natural or unnatural, we can fix it and unfix it. Oh, my God, and my friends, we've been sending out herbal remedies since the beginning of time. Oh, our time is drawing down, my friends. May God bless you. May God keep you, my friends. Until we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Again, the telephone number, once again, write it down, my friends, at 404-212-2444. May God bless you, friends. May God keep you. Until we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Intentional.
He's intentional.
It's never failing. I can smile again and I don't have to worry cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.